welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. It's been a while since I've been here in the Chamber Studios.
It's been 2 weeks.
That's a long time for me to go without talking on a microphone. That voice you just heard is the very lovely and talented Lisa Kriegel. She is joining me tonight as co-host with the most. You know, here's the thing about Lisa. You've been on quite a few of these episodes, haven't you? I mean, you've been on probably at least half.
Half, at least.
And then and this one hadn't been released yet, but I'm looking forward to listening to it. You recorded where you actually kind of hosted one, right?
Yes, do not listen.
What was I out for?
I was thrown to the wolves.
I think I was sick, right? Was I sick?
Yeah, you're sick.
I had scurvy. Yeah, it's scurvy.
Yeah. And you're pretty sick.
Very sick.
I had to do.
But you did a good job, though, from what I understand. I've heard good things. Gavin has been very complimentary of your skill set.
Have you, Gavin? I got a thumbs up on that one.
Thanks. No, seriously, though, we're looking forward to that. We greatly appreciate everybody that continues to listen. We want to tell you, too, like, if you would like to have a guest on Chamber Chat, if you would like to be a guest on Chamber Chat, here's what we're looking for. We're looking for people that want to talk about the city. If it's your business, talk about your church. Just if you're from Hueytown and you're just really proud of it, we'd love to have you be a guest on our show. But the only problem with that, you have to call ahead because we are booked pretty solid for the most part. We've already got episodes through for a good bit of the rest of the year at least. But all you have to do is get in touch with Debbie Kiker and let her know. You can do that through, I'm guessing, Chamber Chat and Facebook.
Yes. Work.
Yeah. Anyway, let her know the Chamber Chat website and tell Debbie you would like to be on the show. She kind of books the guests for us, and we would love to have you on. So keep that in mind. So this particular episode, I'm running. There's no time on here. You don't know this, but we were supposed to start about 15 minutes ago.
Jamie was late.
But yeah, Jamie was late because people in Birmingham, Alabama, cannot drive.
No,
it's terrible.
Well, now the times change, so that makes it even worse.
It's messing everybody up.
Leave the time change alone.
Do you like the time change? Would you be okay if we went back to where it was the same and it got dark at 8 o'clock?
Yes.
See, I don't mind it getting dark early. I really don't. I don't mind it getting...
I can't see to drive at night. That's why I don't like it.
And you live out toward the river, so there's no lights after you get a certain point. You're driving home, right?
I mean, it's just you and you, the Lord in your car. I mean, that's all you need, but, you know, I mean, it's very dark and desolate, and I wish they would just leave it alone.
They're talking about doing it. They're talking about making it.
Well, you know, they've been talking about that for years.
You don't think it'll ever happen?
I don't know what the holdup is.
Well, there's got
to
be somebody.
I mean, I know what the holdup is, but I mean, to me, that's important to the average Joe.
Sure.
Just something simple as quit messing with daylight savings time. Just leave it alone.
Leave it alone and let the people, like, you know, to me, when it gets dark at 4:45 on a Sunday, it's miserable.
It is. I've been going to bed at 8 o'clock ever since the time changed. I'm exhausted.
Because you want to go to bed. It's something about getting, when it gets dark at 8:30, 9 o'clock, you get off and you still have three or four hours to play with daylight. There's just something special about that. And I could do without the summer heat, but like if you were like right now this time of year and it didn't get dark to 8 o'clock, I'd be okay with that.
Well, it still gets dark a little earlier, but it's more like 6.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it gives people at least somewhat time to get home. So,
like now you're driving in the dark.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
And if you leave early in the morning, you're driving to work in the dark.
Yeah, well, I'm not really, but I mean, on my way home, I'm 10-2. I have my glasses on, my brights on, and it's terrible.
Well, you know what we're going to do? Chamber Chat's going to see if we can make this happen.
But you know what? When time changes, you know what comes?
What comes?
Comes Christmas festivities.
Oh, yeah. Christmas festivities. And that leads to what we're going to be talking about. So we've got some events coming up. Now, by the time you hear this episode, we will either be really close to that event or maybe it'll happen. I think we'll probably have it before. But we're going to talk about some events that we've got going on. I'll tell you what. One of them is Christmas Parade. We'll get to that in a second. But that to me is the event. That's like our last event of the year. You know, Chamber's done after the Christmas parade. We're done until our first event the next year would be sometime in March. It'd be the awards banquet, I think.
And then we do the Easter. Yeah.
The awards banquet starts it right back up. But we have a few months. So the Christmas, we end a very busy time for us. That Christmas parade's a special time. It's great. I've had the chance to be the MC for the Christmas parade for many years. I did it long before I was on the Chamber. And we'll tell you more about that too, how you can be involved. We've also got the tree lighting ceremony, which is this the third or fourth annual?
For what?
The tree lighting ceremony. You know, and I ask these questions, and I got.
We've done it for several years, and each year it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. How about that? Is that answer to you?
You know, Radio 101. I got Gavin. Don't ask the question if they don't know the answer. On a previous episode, I asked a question about a training with our firemen, and it was so funny because he just didn't know. And I was like, man, I felt bad because I set him up for failure. But I will say this, a tree lighting ceremony.
I mean, we've done it, oh gosh, 8 or 9 years, I think.
This will be my third time being a part of it. And I absolutely adore it. It's going to be on the 1st of December. It's going to be, I think, what time it starts? Is it 6 o'clock?
The tree lighting?
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. And we're going to have, it's such a fun event. It's free to the community. Don't forget that. But we also have Santa will be there and his friends.
Yeah.
We have Christmas crafts for the kids, which is always lots of fun. And one of my favorite things is this year we will have the live nativity with Hank the Camel.
Hank the Camel back, ladies and gentlemen.
He is back.
I got my picture taken, Gavin, with Hank last year. Such a lovable, and he's my favorite camel.
He's got so much personality.
Buddy the Elf's going to be there. Grinch and Frosty. Train rides. We light the huge tree that's in the park with Mayor Ware and some of the other city councilmen. And, of course, if you're a kid, maybe the most important, Santa comes in on a fire truck. Right? They bring him on a fire truck. So you got Santa, Miss Santa. So many things to do. Food truck. And we're going to have musical guests, too. We don't know that, but we've had them every year, so I'm guessing we'll have some people perform on the stage. I'll be on the stage.
It's usually a great lineup.
So it's going to be fantastic.
You won't be disappointed.
Gavin, myself, and maybe some of the crew, no telling who's going to show up, but we're going to be doing the podcast live. We'll be doing chamber chat. If you can't make it, we're going to tell you what it's about and interview some people, kind of like we did at Fall Fest, which was, I think, people really, really enjoyed. So, listen. You need to be there. It's going to be fantastic. Last year, there were so many people. There wasn't a parking spot available. It was absolutely tremendous. Did you make it last year?
No. No, before Jamie starts bashing me on this podcast, So, I make most every event that the chamber puts on.
She does. She really does.
I really do.
She does.
I do most of the podcasts with Jamie.
Most of the podcasts.
But there's one event that I normally miss, and that is usually the Christmas tree lighting because, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't have to explain yourself to these people.
Well, I feel like I need to with that smug comment you made.
Was that smug, Gavin?
Smugly lecturing me on why I'm not attending. But the reason I don't attend is that's the day that I was born, and that's the day that I choose to celebrate my birthday with my friends and my family and my wonderful husband.
It's a beautiful day. We're graced on that day.
Yes.
24 years ago, you were born, and it's been a great day ever since.
I'll go with 24.
You'll be okay with that, right?
Yeah.
No, but even though Lisa's not going to be there, she'll be greatly missed. But the rest of the crew, as far as I know, we're all going to be there. So once again, make plans. You will not be let down. December 1st, the weather was pretty good last year. And you know, Alabama, it could be 70 degrees. We don't have any idea, but we'll be there. It's at the new park, obviously right there by the intermediate school. Please make plans to be there. You can come shop. You can hang out with your family, friends, see Santa, and you can eat dinner there. Well, food trucks. Please make plans to be there. Now, the night before this is something we've never done before. Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, we've never done this.
November 30th. Now, here's the thing. It's sold out. And it's been sold out for a couple of weeks now.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. And people are still calling. Unfortunately, we just, you know.
There's only so much room.
Only
so much room you can have for this.
But I do see a lot of fabulous decorations on this table that we're going to decorate the table
with. Yeah, this right here. Can you hear that? Yeah. This is right on here. So, yeah.
Jingle all the way.
We're all about Christmas. So, it's supper with Santa. Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to actually have Santa there. Mm-hmm. There's going to be food. You're going to actually...
Breakfast,
which how good's breakfast for supper?
The best.
Is it not the best?
Yes.
Did your parents make that when you were a kid?
Yes.
Do you do that now, too?
On occasions, yeah.
I mean...
You can't go wrong with that.
Well, here's the thing. Breakfast was, my mom's fantastic cook, regardless of what she makes. But my dad could not cook except for
breakfast.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
He's like most guys, not the best in the kitchen, but they can make breakfast. Breakfast for supper for me as a kid was one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be going on with Supper with Santa. So not only you get to hang out with Santa, your kids are going to have a blast, but it's going to be great food. Now, again, it's unfortunately, if you're listening and hadn't had the chance to be there, it's sold out. I will tell you this, though. Please, when you see the events like this, jump on it, especially when they tell you limited spacing, because we're starting
to... It is limited. Yeah. And you know, and we hate when, you know, people call wanting to, you know, bring their child or, you know, grandchild or whatever, and we have to say, well, it's full.
Yeah.
So it's so important to jump on it. And I know that, you know, this is going to be a huge event, and next year it's probably going to be bigger. So just, you know, keep your eye out for that invitation next time.
Now, I will say, and here's what's interesting, too. With all of our events now, because the Chamber is just knocking it out of the park so well, you're starting to see all kinds of events mm-hmm. that are going to be sold out. It's happening all the time. It's like, you know, it's just every time you turn around, we've got an event sold out. But please, if you get a chance, you see it sold out, please jump on it. Get your kids involved with this. It's going to be great. Now, mm-hmm. we also want to talk about the Hueytown Christmas ornaments we got for sale. Mm-hmm. You want to go ahead and mention that?
They're $10, and they are beautiful. They're shatterproof.
Look at Debbie Kiker walking in with props. Debbie, if you'd like to join us, you can hop over
there. And I wish y'all could see them. They are absolutely adorable. And you can get them through...
The chamber.
But we're going to have these set up at the tree lighting. You can pick one up there. They're $10. And like I said, they're shatterproof. So, you know, they're beautiful. They'll be a beautiful accent to your beautiful Christmas trees this year.
And I can tell you, I don't know anything about Christmas ornaments. I'm really not an expert, but they look fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, and I wish we could, like, show them.
Yeah, I wish we could, too. But you can see
them. You can see them. You have to show up to one of these events so you can actually see them.
But you can also see them on social media.
Yeah,
so check them out. We'd definitely $10. Definitely be a part of that. Debbie, you're more than welcome to sit down and join us if you like.
I've got about 5 minutes.
Okay, she got about 5 minutes, so she can just pay attention. We're also going to, at the end of this episode, this is how I like to do this. I like live. I like to throw, you know, almost like spur of the moment. We're going to do a Mount Rushmore of Christmas songs.
Oh, gosh.
There you go. Come on now. You know you got a whole just slew of songs that you could put in there. Come on. Yeah, you got this. You got this. We've talked about the tree lighting, which, again, that's going to be December 1st, 6 p.m. One more thing. We've got the Hueytown Fire and Rescue. I've got Christmas shirts. And get this, only $25. Now, here's the great thing about this. All the proceeds will benefit Neighborhood Bridges of Hueytown. And Lisa, would you like to talk a little bit about Neighborhood Bridges?
Neighborhood Bridges is an awesome 501c3.
Go ahead. Hop on the mic real quick.
Okay.
And we have done a podcast with Stacey Ragland talking specifically about Hueytown Bridges.
I love messing with Lisa. It's one of my pure joys.
I mean, y'all, I have a list of stuff that I have, like, written out, copied. I'm very prepared.
She's very prepared.
And then he throws this out, and I'm like, yeah, I can talk about it, but I wasn't prepared for that specific question. Debbie's going to talk about it.
Go ahead, Debbie. Okay.
It is a wonderful program that benefits the kids of our local schools here. And, you know, if they're in need of, and it's very secretive, no one knows, even the fire department. Our wonderful fire department is the distribution place. But the counselor lets Neighborhood Bridges know, which is Stacy Ragland, who's a teacher at the elementary school, students in need of what they need to go. And then it goes out via email. You have to sign up for it, and it lets you know what the children are in need mm-hmm. of. And then whoever clicks, I'll get it. Then they deliver it to the fire department, and our awesome team over there delivers it to the school. Nobody knows who it is. It's numbered. So it's a great. Be sure to follow them on Facebook, and they also have a website so you can register to get their emails. They only go out once a week if there is a need.
Thank you, Debbie. And again, that's Neighborhood Bridges, Stacy Ragland. The great thing about this is if there's a need, if there's a child in, they have a need, they're going to find a way to help that young person. They do a great job. And here's the thing. I wish I could show you this note. Lisa showed me, said, Merry Christmas, Jamie. You're doing a great job. I greatly appreciate throwing a little. That's what I like about Lisa.
I want to cut your throat. Yeah.
So much fun. So much fun. All right. And finally, you know, this event, you heard me talk a little bit about it before we were getting going here, but this 36th annual. Now, keep in mind, 36 years. The annual Christmas parade in Hueytown, 36 years. That's unbelievable. That's a great tradition. And that's almost as old as you and I, Lisa. 36 years.
Almost.
Almost.
Not quite.
Not quite, but almost as old. 36 years. What a fantastic event. Now, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and I want to give you a little tease here, but could the chamber be on a float this year? Is that a possibility?
Now, rumor has it.
Now, of course, unfortunately, Gavin, I never get to be on floats. I never get to be in the golf cart. I'll be on stage, Mona, myself, and the rest of the judges. So I will definitely miss, because I would love to be on a float.
We are going to have a float. So everyone has to come out and see us this year. And this year's theme, and we always encourage everybody that is participating in the parade to decorate their float for the theme, because that's one of the things the judges go on, right?
Sure.
So, yeah. So this year, the theme is the Grinch Whoville.
The Grinch Whoville.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So I'm just saying somebody from the chamber may be dressed up as the Grinch.
The last day to register is December 4th. You can go online to Hueytown.com, and I think, is the price $25? Is that what it is? I think that. I'm not 100% sure.
Yes.
So $25. There's a prize given. Go ahead.
No, you go.
Then I think there's a first prize, but they do, like if you have a golf cart, it's different than a float. So
there's different,
different categories.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the judges.
They do a walking group, a float group.
Yeah, yeah.
Golf cart.
It's a horse group. Now, the chamber, unfortunately, will not be able to win.
Right? No.
But even though our float's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
We can't win.
We will not be able to participate in that.
And let me say this. I've been on stage with these judges, and they are very serious. They're going to judge it by the theme. They're going to judge it by the book.
That's what I'm saying. It's so important to try to, you know, go by the theme. But it's going to be held Saturday, December the 9th at 10 o'clock.
Our stage will be located right there in front of Pleasant Ridge. Nope, it's not going to be there. And it's going to be across from Dairy Queen. So if you want to come post up there, hang out with us close to the stage, hey, we'll be there. We're going to be there early. It's going to be a blast. Please make plans the last day. Now, keep in mind, we say this, we give you these dates because we have to have a date. You know, if you just said, you had people showing up the day of going, hey, I got this float out here with Frosty on it.
Yeah,
I want to be.
That's not going
to
happen.
You got to be. The 4th is when it's going to happen. So a lot going on, Hueytown. So make sure that you're a part of it. As always, we're going to finish the year out strong as a chamber. And
we also need to talk about the Christmas storefront decorating contest.
Let's do it right now.
Let's do it. So this is the chamber's third annual. It's the Christmas storefront decorating contest. We are excited to announce the contest encourages businesses to decorate their storefront windows or lobby. For those who cannot decorate a storefront in a classic holiday theme, to help create a festive environment that makes Hueytown a destination to visit, shop, and celebrate the Christmas season. So how to register? You need to register your business at director@hueytownchamber.com. Or you can call the chamber office at 205-491-7010, extension 1005. Or you can send Debbie Kiker a direct message on the chamber Facebook page. There's two divisions, businesses along with churches. Decorate your storefront window, doors, lobby, whatever you want to decorate in your church or your business, it'll be decorated. I mean, it'll be judged on by November the 27th to create festive shopping atmosphere. Somebody from the chamber, whoever has got free time or whatever, will go by, snap a picture. It will be posted on Facebook, and it'll be judged by Facebook likes. And it will be between December the 1st through the 15th. So you've got 15 days of voting opportunity for your favorite business and church. And winners will be announced on December the 16th on the Hueytown Chamber Facebook page, as well as Instagram and the City Digital Board located at Lee's Junction. Bragging rights. Who wants to win so you can get some bragging rights? You will receive 2 weeks promotion on the city's digital sign plaque. And like I said, information, call the chamber. 205-491-7010, extension 1005.
We'll remind everybody, too, with that kind of Christmas theme, as we're getting to that time of year, we're getting ready for all this. We'll have the chamber chat. We'll have a very special Christmas episode. Well, I don't know who's going to be on there, but we'll have several people in here talking about Christmas. What a great holiday.
I love Christmas. It's my favorite.
Is it really? Well, Thanksgiving. Yes. Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday.
I love Thanksgiving, too, but Christmas is just
Christmas warm is right there, too. This time of year is fantastic.
Warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, and everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Unless you're trying for a parking place, everybody's in a good mood.
And don't forget the real reason, either.
And don't forget the real reason as well. Right. So we'll talk about that possibly, too. But we'll have a special Chamber Chat Christmas episode. And it might – what day is Christmas on this year? Monday or Tuesday?
Monday.
So it'll probably air the week before.
Okay.
But we will have a special Chamber Chat Christmas because we want to – you know, we want to wish everybody a great holiday. And we'll talk mm-hmm. more about that as we get closer to it. Now, with that being said, you hear about all the events we have. And again, you can find all this information on social media. We look forward to seeing you there at these events. But we can't do an episode where we don't do a little Mount Rushmore because, well, quite frankly, I'm in the mood. And I thought that with us three, we could do a real quick version of favorite Christmas songs.
Okay.
Are you going to write yours down? Now, what are the rules, Gavin? Gavin's going to join us.
I'm hot.
The rules are you cannot repeat.
Yeah, can't copy.
And that's
That's pretty much it,
yeah,
right?
That's
okay.
So we'll start as always.
One at a time.
I'll go last because that's just what I am. I'm always a gentleman. And Lisa, you know this. I'm always going to be nice. I'm going to always let you go first because I care about what? I have no idea, but I do care. So Lisa Kriegel, you're up first. Favorite Christmas song? Mount Rushmore.
There's so many. I'm just going to go with Joy to the World. That's one of my favorites.
Joy to the World, okay. Yeah. Right, it wasn't going to be on my list, obviously.
I love that one.
You know, it's a good, no, it's not
go
bad. There's no really bad answer.
No, there's not. There's so many.
Christmas songs are, you know, this would be easy for you. Yeah. Apologies to Cameron Bartlett. It will be difficult for her.
And you can't pick on Cameron. She's not here.
And Jordan, he's banned after the Copacabana incident.
Yeah, I wouldn't know where his list would go.
We don't know where he'd go, so he's banned from that. Go ahead, Gavin.
I'm going with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay. You like the cartoon?
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm going to stick with you, okay? I'm going to stick with you and do a cartoon slash song, Frosty.
Yep.
I mean, and again, both old school cartoons, but you have to watch them during this time of year, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Lisa Kriegel.
White Christmas. Bing Crosby.
Okay. Going Bing. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Bing might be in mine in a second, too. I think it's Bing. I'll let you know in a second. I like Bing Crosby. I like that old school.
Yeah,
white
I like
Crosby.
The old. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something about it. Gavin.
I think I'm going to go with just Jingle Bells. I
mean, just Jingle Bells. You know, you're a simple man, Gavin.
Well, simple wins. Sometimes.
Simple wins the race sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm going to go. Now, this is one, and I'm pretty sure. I'm going to say Drummer Boy, okay?
Because
probably my favorite Christmas song. But I'm going to say Drummer Boy, but I think I'm going to do the version with Bing Crosby and Mick Jagger. No, not Mick Jagger.
Okay.
David Bowie. It's David Bowie and Bing Crosby. If you haven't seen it, look it up on YouTube. They're fantastic together. It's kind of funny. Kind of a two different generations doing some Drummer Boy. I'm a fan.
I mean, we got left. Two.
You've got two more, Lisa. Lisa,
okay,
at least
so,
on top of our game.
So, Mary, did you know?
Mary, okay. See, I didn't expect to hear that one. That's a good pull there.
That's an amazing song.
Yeah.
If that don't pull at you, then
and listen, it gets you ready for Christmas.
It does.
Yeah, Gavin, simple, easy.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town. How old were you, Gavin? Let me take this back. What was the best gift you ever saw under the tree? Like, you walked out on Christmas Day, and this gift was like, oh, my gosh, I got this. I couldn't believe it.
Probably when I got my PlayStation.
Okay. Did you open it and play it from that point on? Just like, I mean, it was playing that day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I hooked it up immediately.
All right. For me, it was a Nintendo. Like, so taking it a little bit back, further back, but the same thing. Same principle. Thing, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Same principle. This is a great song for me. It's kind of a newer version. I do like old, but it's, and I could watch Mariah Carey sing it.
Oh, heavens to Betsy.
All I Want for Christmas.
There it is.
It's the worst song ever.
And it's, and again, I don't even know if Mariah Carey can sing, but I really enjoy her putting forth the effort for that Christmas song. You don't like that song? Come on.
No, I don't.
It's got a great melody.
Nothing about that song is good.
All she wants for Christmas is you. That's beautiful.
No, I don't know.
You're not. That's sweet.
It's awful.
Lisa,
but hey,
denying my Mariah Carey.
I'm sorry, what?
You're denying my Mariah Carey.
I did. Denied her right here.
Oh, I'm a fan. I love her.
Okay, well, good.
I love her because of Christmas, though. That's the only reason. The Santa.
Okay.
It's a Santa outfit. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with just plain Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So 1944.
1944. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? Or did you Google that on your phone?
I Googled it.
I'm about to say, look, that's impressive if you knew that in 1944.
Do you know who originally recorded it?
I did not. Give us some knowledge.
Judy Garland.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. See, we educate you here.
Yeah.
On Chamber Chat, ladies and gentlemen.
Judy Garland originally recorded this soft Christmas song for the musical Meet Me in St. Louis.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I've been impressed with all of y'all so far. So, well, Gavin, last one.
It's going to be pretty hard to mess up. But I'm going Feliz Navidad.
I mean, okay.
Okay. That's a good one.
All right. I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, what made you decide to pick that?
Honestly, whichever one came to my head.
Yeah.
Are these your favorites?
Rudolph, I do like.
Rudolph. I mean, that's a fun jingle.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many Christmas.
Yeah, there's so many Christmas. So hard.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many that are good too that you could listen to on repeat. I mean,
yeah, for about a week and then I'm done.
Yeah. But, okay. Yeah. So there's a particular radio station in Birmingham
that plays it.
Starts in the 1st of November.
Yeah.
I think it's an overkill.
I do too. I mean, right at first, I may listen to a few.
Just kind of get you in the mood.
Yeah. Okay. Christmas is right around the corner. And then I may not listen to any more until the week of, the week leading up to it. But I'll burn myself out. I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday. But the Christmas music can, that's all you listen to. But then I go to work. They got it on at work. So,
Okay. When do y'all start decorating? Okay, Gavin, when does your mom start decorating?
She wants to on November 1st, but I make her put out, we have a little turkey blow up. I make her put out for a little bit, and then we'll start decorating for Christmas.
Okay. What about you, Lisa?
I do it the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Okay. I think sometimes.
I'm very traditional.
I like that. I think sometimes we skip Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving, which is my favorite holiday, it's slammed in the middle of two holidays where you decorate a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You really don't decorate. I mean, you might put some turkeys out. You might put a few things out. But Thanksgiving is not a decorative holiday.
Yeah. I mean, my house is, it's more harvest. Fall.
Yeah.
So, and, I'm having a big Thanksgiving dinner at my house. Sure. Well, I don't want them coming over and feeling like it's Christmas.
Exactly.
That's Thanksgiving. Yeah. It's a time for us to be thankful and reflect on the year and, what we're grateful for. I think every holiday has its place, so I don't want to intrude on my Thanksgiving. So that's why I wait, put all my harvest stuff up, and I won't take my tree down until after the new year.
I agree 100%. I think Thanksgiving, it needs love. It needs that. It needs love. So if you're one of those people that decorate early, just don't.
Everything's so commercialized.
Over,
Skip over Thanksgiving. But like I said, my tree, I keep it up until right after New Year.
Now, I love my mom. I went to her house this past weekend.
She's got a tree up.
What's that?
Did she have her tree up?
She has 7 Christmas trees up.
Oh,
everybody come to my house, you just getting the one up there in the living room.
7? I'm not kidding.
In the room or just different
rooms? No, just different places. She has one in the kitchen. She has one in the living room. One in my niece's bedroom. It's 7 Christmas trees. 7. She hasn't put their lights up around the house yet.
But she's, okay.
But she's
well, I mean, you got that many. You got to well prepare. You might want to start putting them up early. You got all them.
I just thought that kills me when I see people decorate. I think we just kind of skip over Thanksgiving. But we'll talk more about this and a few other things when we come up with our Christmas episode. We hope you join us for that. That'll be out a little later. I didn't give my final song, my final Mount Rushmore. It's Blue Christmas, Elvis.
Oh, yeah, it's going.
Because, you know, you got to love E. He's the man, and yeah, it's a great fun. I like the old Christmas songs, like White Christmas, and I like Bing Crosby, like that kind of, but I like some of the new stuff, too.
Yeah,
go ahead. Too. You say something?
What? I'm just waiting.
Great Chamber Chat tonight.
Gavin wants some pizza. So we hope you enjoyed Chamber Chat. The Go Home song, this is a dedication my friend Todd Love, who is a great person. He's not as funny as I am, but who is? But he requested a Monkey song. So, you know, how can you not like the Monkees? So I hope you enjoy Pleasant Valley Sunday from the Monkees. And until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat. Yes.